USDA Secretary of Agriculture says they'll be accepting applications starting June the 16th from energy facilities interested in receiving forest or agricultural residues to generate clean energy. This is a part of the Biomass Crop Assistance Program in the new Farm Bill. Some matching payments will support the removal of dead or diseased trees in major forests. It'll also be turned into renewable energy, reducing the risk of fire in the forest. Agricultural residues will also qualify, including corn cobs and stalks. If you're interested in this, the applications at your Natural Resources Conservation is available June the 16th, and it'll go through July 14th. USDA has allocated $6 million to grant funding for three universities and cooperative extension services to begin work on web-based tools that will help farmers understand the options available in the new Farm Bill. The University of Illinois is one. That's their Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute. University of Missouri and the Agricultural and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M. The University of Georgia is also involved in developing these tools along with Auburn University. The new program will include online decision tools and other materials to help train experts to educate our farmers about several key Farm Bill programs. Krista Harden has been out promoting USDA and their farm program. She's the former staff member of the American Soybean Association, but now working as the chief of staff at USDA. She said that she has been charged with the responsibility of getting the Farm Bill out. She says because of the need for certainty in the farm community, she's been told to do it right, and we intend to do it that way, she said. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.